Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer. Practice Self-Care by Dr. Kerry Ann Lowe. This episode is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. Dr. Kerry Ann Lowe explains why self-care needs to be done on a regular basis to be effective. A key word when thinking about self-care practice is practice. Self-care strategies need to be practiced regularly for them to be effective in promoting and protecting your physical and mental well-being. It can be difficult to build regular self-care practice into a busy home and work life while balancing the demands of medical care, family, and career. There's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to self-care. You need to find practices that suit your personality, your physical health, work and home environment, lifestyle, your budget, and available resources. It's helpful to have a self-care buddy to check in with about your self-care goals and to hold yourself accountable to the self-care practices you commit to. You're much more likely to stick with self-care practices that you have committed to because they are more meaningful to you rather than to practices suggested or even prescribed by others. Setting self-care practice goals. SMART goal setting is a helpful technique you can use to meet your self-care goals. Be specific. Your self-care goal should be clearly defined. For example, I want to practice a daily mindfulness meditation rather than I want to be more mindful. Think about exactly what you want to do to achieve your self-care goal. It should be measurable. Your goal should be quantifiable. For example, I'm going to practice a 10-minute mindfulness meditation every morning, Monday to Friday, before I leave for work. Think about how you are going to measure your self-care goal. Achievable. Self-care goals need to be realistic. There's no point in setting up an unrealistic goal that can lead to feelings of frustration or failure. Break your goals into small, manageable chunks. For example, today I'm going to download a free mindfulness meditation app. Think about what you can do each day to achieve your goal. Do you have the skills and resources you need to achieve this goal? Make it relevant. Your self-care goals should align with what you value. You're much more likely to stick to your commitments when they are meaningful to you. For example, I want to start a regular mindfulness practice because I enjoy time with my friends and family when I practice mindfulness. Think about whether this goal aligns with what you value the most in your life. Time-based. Your self-care goal should have a deadline so that you can measure it. For example, I want to build up to a daily mindfulness practice by the end of the month. Think about the deadline you want to set for accomplishing your goal. And don't forget the basics. Self-care includes following a healthy diet, drinking enough liquid, and getting enough rest during the day. Here are a couple of tips. Carry a bottle of water with you and pack a nutritious lunch and snacks at the start of your day. Make time to take a lunch break and, if possible, take your lunch in an outdoor space or relaxing environment. Spending time in nature is good for our physical and mental health. And practice good sleep hygiene. Move. Exercise is incredibly important for your physical and mental well-being, but it's often the first activity you cut out when you're stressed or time-pressured. You should aim every week to do at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity aerobic activity or an equivalent combination. Speak to your healthcare provider about realistic exercise goals. In our modern lives, we spend much of our days sitting. Find ways to increase your overall movement during the day. Tips. Find a type of exercise that is enjoyable and fun. Work with an exercise buddy to improve accountability. Take the stairs rather than the lift. Meet a friend for a walk rather than sitting down for a coffee. Stretch while you're waiting in line. And plan your exercise for the time of day you're most likely to make it a priority. Switching off. Take time to unplug from your electronic devices. Set time limits on the social media use and accessing email. Put your phone on airplane mode during leisure time. Use out-of-office settings or archiving settings when away from the office. And don't use any electronic devices in the hour before bed. Connecting. Spending time with friends and family and strengthening your social connections is important for your well-being. You also need to be connected to your creative hobbies and interests. So do make a weekly time commitment to connect with a creative hobby and a member of your community. Commit to activities that have meaning for you and those that bring you joy. Mindfulness. Mindfulness practices are great for self-care, but they aren't for everyone. There are many online resources that you can have a look at to see if this is something that would work for you. Visit oncologybuddies.com to see a list of resources.